So fill your mind with how you want it. I also wanted to travel and step foot in all the countries, and I wanted to go around the world. So I went over to American Express Travel Service, which I don't know if you have those here. I went to the American Express Travel Service, and I said, I want every brochure you have. They said, can't you be specific on your trip? I said, no, I want every brochure you have. Well, we have hundreds of brochures. I know. So I came into my little roller cart, came in and got a stack about this high of nothing but brochures, hundreds of these brochures. I went over to my office. I got some scissors, and I cut out every picture on the face of the earth that I go, God, I'd love to go there. I'd love to go there. I'd love to go there. Oh, I'd love to go there. And I made a book out of it. And I haven't gone to every single one of them yet, but a great vast majority of the places that I dream about going, I've now manifested either talks to do there, places to go there, or the ship goes there. So what we see for ourselves, because that's a visual, and what we say to ourselves, and what our purpose is, and what our thinking is, determines our destiny, and that's going to be based on the hierarchy of our values. Remember, we determine our values by what we see, what we talk about, what we think about, etc. So if we shift our values, and we then make it easy on ourselves by visualizing, affirming, thinking, and focusing on what it is that we would love, we increase the probability because human intention is creative in nature. We have the power in our mind to manifest things. And whatever our innermost dominant thought becomes our outermost tangible reality. And I know you've heard this, but you may not have done this. And the why is big enough, the hows will take care of themselves. You'll do it. This weekend is also about that. I'll give you a strategy, but I have to play with your mind to get you inspired enough to go and do it. And if you do it, to the degree that you are inspired to do it and says, I'm ready to go there. And I don't mean hype. I mean solid principles at work is the degree that you will go out and change your financial destiny. And that is exactly what this program is dedicated to. And I fully intend to get that outcome. Are you with me on that? How many are ready for that outcome? The next one is feeling. If I'm at work, and I'm just standing here like this, and I'm going, or I talked with no feeling. If I said this, all right, everybody must have affirmations and do some visualizations and think about their goals and have a purpose. Can you see that that feeling is different than the way I've been saying it? There are four magical feelings that draw money to you. Four magical feelings that people will invest in. One is gratitude. One is love. One is inspiration. And one is enthusiasm. Those are all the four cardinal pillars, four cardinal feelings of wealth building. Gratitude, love, inspiration, enthusiasm. When you're grateful, your heart opens. Because gratitude is the key that opens up the gateway of the heart. When your heart opens, you feel love. When you feel love, your mind is clear and you get inspired. When you're inspired, your body becomes enthusiastic in its motion. If you are doing something, you're grateful. If you have a career that you're grateful for having, and you love doing it, and you're inspired about the outcome of what you're getting, and you enthusiastically do it, you have more opportunities come to you to make more wealth than any other possibility. You'll get promotions. You'll see somebody else going, God, we want to hire that person because they're so inspired by their work. You get either promotions, side motions, or more wealth. And nobody wants to have you leave, and they'll give you more income because of it. I know that I've developed some degree of wealth in my life because I love what I'm doing, I'm grateful for the opportunity to do it, I'm inspired by it, and I enthusiastically do it day after day after day. So that's your affirmation. I'm grateful, I'm loving, I'm inspired, I'm enthusiastic. That's what your affirmation is. I'm grateful, I'm loving, I'm inspired, I'm enthusiastic. Whatever your business, if you're in practice, if you're selling a product, if you are grateful for the opportunity to serve that person, if you love the opportunity to be able to give that product away and get rewarded for it, and you love your job, and you are inspired about the possibilities of their life by that product, and you sell it with enthusiasm, your business grows. Would you agree? Impossible to stop your business from growing with those four things. That's why I recommend on a daily basis that if you think you screwed up, you write down how it served you and others and clear the illusion of guilt. And then write down on a daily basis, every single day, start keeping a list of the things you can be grateful for. A count your blessings list. That's why I wrote the book, Count Your Blessings. My mother taught me when I was about 4 years old going to sleep. She says, be sure to count your blessings. Because people who are grateful for what they have get more to be grateful for. I have in my book and on my computer a list of thousands of things I can be grateful for. And I'm adding to that list weekly. Opportunities that have come to me. Things that I wasn't expecting even. I call it a blessings list. The opportunity to meet somebody. The opportunity to learn something. The opportunity to go someplace. It just says, had the opportunity to have dinner with so-and-so. Had the opportunity to meet this. Had the opportunity to speak at this location. Had the opportunity to sell this new book. Had the opportunity to, whatever it might be. You keep a list of it. Because train your mind to be grateful. Because gratitude opens up the gateway of the heart, allows love that permeates out of the heart, out to shine, and clears the mind for inspiration and gets your body enthusiastic. And those draw to you wealth. The next is actually a plan of action. I'm going to give you a strategy. It'll be your plan. You can build around this plan. But the next thing is a written plan of how you're going to do it. The reason I gave you that list of your ideal and real as a motivation to make you realize, hey, I better get my butt in gear. But actually, what is the plan on doing it? How much are you going to save? How often are you going to increase it? Where are you going to invest it? Exactly how it's going to be manifested into wealth. We need a strategy. Emotions sabotage wealth. Strategies build wealth. I'll give you that, I promise. And then acting on it. And you want to prioritize your actions and do things that are priority. And on a daily basis, you want to ask what worked and what didn't work today. And then get feedback from your life. What worked, what didn't work today? What's allowed me to move forward on my wealth building, what didn't? And learn from it. Otherwise, you keep repeating the same things. What worked, what didn't work? And act on it. The wisest way to act, I'm going to give you, the simplest way to act is to have a forced automatic savings program in place that has no emotion, it's just done. That's strategized and increased on a quarterly basis. And I assure you, if you do that, magic occurs. Because the universe is waiting for you to declare your worth. I want you to write that. The universe is waiting for you to declare your worth. It's waiting for you to declare how much you're worth. The universe is waiting for you to declare you're worth saving that amount. Your cause is worthy. It's waiting for you to do it. The second you say, I'm worth something like that, the people will give it to you. Until you can declare it, if you're waiting for other people to declare your worth, you'll be waiting for eternity. It's waiting for you to declare it. I learned that in my speaking career. I wanted to be a speaker since I was 17. And I really didn't start my speaking professional career to get paid for it until I was 23. And when I first started, I put a little bowl out, like a church, love donation. I did this talk, I had about 10, 15 people there, had a little bowl out there, love donation. Nobody loved me. Nobody donated. So the next week I said, I got feedback, what worked, what didn't work, well, that didn't work. So I said, minimal love donation. $5. I got $4 $5 bills next time. I said, well, that's better. Minimal love donation. Then I put minimal payment. $10. People started paying $10. And all the universe is waiting for me to do is declare I was worth it without feeling guilty. The second I could declare I was worth it without feeling guilty, the universe provided. So if you have a cause that you're inspired by, that you feel worthy about, and you dissolve the illusions that you did something in the past that was all not worthy, clear that by seeing how it served you and others and grow from that. Count your blessings so you're grateful and build your cause. Then you're going to feel even more worthy and you can declare that. That fee kept going up every year since.